Before dawn on the first day of the week, the women who had followed Jesus made their way to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. The air was still and cool as they walked, wondering who would roll the heavy stone away from the entrance. But when they arrived, the stone had already been moved aside. The tomb stood open. They stepped closer, hesitant and confused, and when they looked inside, the body of the Lord was not there. Suddenly, two men in shining garments appeared beside them, and the women were overcome with fear, bowing their faces to the ground. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you that he would be handed over, crucified, and rise again on the third day?" The women remembered his words and hurried back to tell the disciples everything they had seen. But when the disciples heard their report, the story sounded too unbelievable, and most of them dismissed it. Peter, however, ran to the tomb. He stooped down, saw only the linen cloths lying there, and went away amazed, trying to understand what had happened. Later that same day, two followers of Jesus were walking toward a village called Emmaus, talking about everything that had taken place. As they walked, Jesus himself came near and joined them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked what they were discussing, and they told him about the events in Jerusalem and their shattered hopes. Jesus then explained the scriptures to them, showing how everything pointed to the suffering and rising of the Messiah. As the two travelers approached the village, they urged the stranger to stay with them because evening was drawing near. He agreed, and when they sat down to eat, he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. In that moment, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. Filled with awe, they said to one another, "Didn't our hearts burn within us while he spoke to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They immediately set out and returned to Jerusalem to tell the others. Meanwhile, the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors, afraid and uncertain. Suddenly, Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and thought they were seeing a spirit, but he showed them his hands and his feet and invited them to touch him. He even ate with them to show that he was truly alive. Their fear gave way to joy and wonder. Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures and told them that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. He promised that they would receive power from above and that he would send them out as witnesses of everything they had seen. In the days that followed, he appeared to many of his followers, strengthening their faith and preparing them for the mission ahead. And with every appearance, the truth became clearer. The Lord who had been crucified now lived again, victorious over death, fulfilling everything he had promised.